Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Have a fourth go at it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What's the ridiculest?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
End of the week. Why wouldn't you feel good, especially when you got a show like this coming up? Idiot file. Now, good thing we already had this put together before last night's joke, because otherwise it would have doubled in length. But the idiot file's on our show today.
Doubled in length.
And then flashback Friday.
Yes.
We head out to Point Cook for one of the funniest things I can ever remember hearing, and I'd totally forgotten about it. Hello to you, Fat Boy.
A happy Friday to you, Jimmy Boy, and happy Friday to you, Richard.
They're making their way into the shower area, I should say, and toilet block, I assume. I'm busting for a leak, Mr. Boys.
Speaking of Point Cook, there's Ash Chua, a resident out there. Now, Bill, before we get on to what we're doing tomorrow after the rub, which is going to be extraordinary, your joke yesterday, which took a good 10 minutes to get out because you couldn't actually utter the word wrinkliest, but your joke was, what's the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Yeah. And it was?
Your grandfather.
Reminded
me of the David Letterman fun fact that I have been quoting my whole life after watching it, because I absolutely loved it, and that was the fun fact of Neil Armstrong was also the first man on Mrs. Armstrong.
He was the first man on the moon, and?
That's it. And also on Mrs. Armstrong. So, Bill, just when we get to the joke at the end of this show and the end of the week, can you leave us, can you tease us a long way out as to whether it's going to be properly humorous?
Well, it will be, because I'm going for 3 out of 3, which ain't bad. Because the wooden eye was very good.
It was good.
And then the grandfather, grandmother.
Mm-mm. Grandfather.
Wrinkliest. And that was good.
He's had a day of practicing.
I've been trying all night.
It's also added a syllable, but
that's all right. That's all right.
That's all right.
But you know what's on after the rub tomorrow, Jimmy Boy, at 2 p.m.? Of course, the rub 12 to 2. And then before that, DSL. Who you got on there?
Mm-hmm. Adam Gilchrist. And Hamish McLaughlin.
Oh, Gilly. Hamish. Ooh, a couple of beauties there.
Hamish got a new show on, and he makes people
Hammer Time.
Cry, Jim.
I like it.
Campbell Brown was on the other day, and he cried.
He was.
And Gilbert McAdam.
Nice.
So they talk about interesting.
And Adam Gilchrist, great man. So I look forward to that on DSL. Then you got the rub.
Rub.
And then after that, we are replaying which game, please?
The 2004 AFL Grand Final. I'd forgotten about this game a bit, because it was the first all non-Victorian Grand Final, Jim. It was also Port Adelaide's first premiership.
Mm-hmm.
Brisbane were going for 4 in a row, of course. They'd won bang, 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 bang. And it was also, after the game, Mark Williams, the coach of Port Adelaide, had this to say.
There is a couple of mentions I'd like to make. Certainly as a major sponsor in Vodafone. And Alan Scott, you are wrong.
You are wrong.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I love Choco Williams. I've had the great pleasure of knowing him for a long time. I just wonder whether if he had that moment again, Fat, he would have said that.
Knowing Mark Williams, probably not. He's coaching Werribee now out here.
Oh, no. He's a star. I love him. He's always been a great man, and he's wonderful with young footballers. So that was a great day for him.
Don't they love him, the players? All these. Else is like that. Mick Malthouse.
Yep.
All the past players, and they've come out, obviously, what Koshy said about Mick.
Yes.
All
the
players have come out, and they're supportive of Mick Malthouse.
Andy
they
Cracker?
Love him.
No.
Andrew Cracker was a good one. Well done, Rabs.
No.
And the other bit of audio we just got here to wet your lips with anticipation is the punch-on. You remember this between Alistair Lynch and Darryl Wakelin. I don't know if any of these landed, but it was on.
I don't think they did.
Lynch boxing on with Wakelin now. Watch this. It's going to develop.
2-2, 14 lines, 3-4, 2-2,
oh! Alistair Lynch! They're swinging punches! Alistair Lynch is swinging left and right!
And he's
and
amazing!
And Alistair's there! It's a world championship fight!
This is extraordinary!
Lynch is destroying big men! Wakelin doesn't know what to do! Oh!
listen to Brian.
Bristle.
Never heard
listen
that.
To Bristle.
That's amazing.
Oh, what about the end? He just goes, oh, mate.
No one loves a fight more than Brian on a footy. As soon as they erupt, he just he goes to a next level. But no, that was amazing, Bill. And you talk about it being the only time to that point that two out of interstate clubs had played in a grand final. It then happened for the next 2 years. So we ended up with three in a row, West Coast, of course, and Sydney in five and six. So and it then, was the changing of an era.
And then seven, the Cats belted.
No, we didn't sort of...
Alistair Lynch, Jim.
You cried on the sidelines that day, too.
Yeah, you did. That's
well,
when you
blubbered. Well, because I played, and I'd misplayed in four before that and lost.
And lost, yeah.
No, you had nothing to do with that game and yet cried.
I woke up the next Sunday morning... somewhere, and I'd kick three in the pocket. Alistair Lynch was handed a 10-match suspension, Jim,
and
$15,000 in fines, and he didn't land one of them.
No, he did not.
He doesn't like that footage.
He doesn't.
He bruised the air. That's all he did. He just swung that hard. The air was bruised.
The other thing was interesting. It was only 77,671 watched the game at the MCG. There must have been some renovations going on back then, but
I can't remember.
It's a small crowd. You know who's played for Port Adelaide and is a premiership player and then went on to play with Hawthorn? But Stuart Jew was on the interchange then. Yeah.
He was. Damien Hardwick played in that game as well for Port Adelaide, I reckon. They had been. For them, it was redemption, Port Adelaide, wasn't it? Because they'd finished on top sort of two of the 3 years before and then were bounced out of the finals and everyone said that they were no bloody good and that was why Choco Williams got a bit fired up. They were choking. He had the tie around his neck as he walked out onto the ground. But it was redemption. I remember the Burgoynes were absolutely superb and Choppy Pickett, of course, the Norm Smith medal. It was a nuts game of footy. So we got that coming up after the rub tomorrow. But today, Fat,
what?
Idiot File, Flashback Friday. Wow. Do not go anywhere, rabbits. All right, now we're trying to do something here called a Friday Flashback.
Oh, yes.
Normally, Bill, when we do a Friday Flashback, it comes to me via an email.
Yes.
And these emails come from all over Melbourne, and people are very honest about how good I am and how boxy you are normally.
Was it Cedric?
Well, there've been all sorts of people. Cedric, probably one of them.
What do you
but
got
this
now?
Time, with this Friday Flashback, actually, it came through Rabbits. Who is it, Rabs?
It is. It's an actual real email. It's actually on Twitter from @MFCImino. And he said, and if you guys are doing flashbacks, are you guys able to play when that caller from Point Cook called and got hit by something with her window down in her car? Had me in tears. Rabs, you are the king of kings.
Oh, no, I didn't say that, Rabs, you silly fool's head.
I'd actually forgotten about this, Fat.
Yes.
Because we've done so much that's been unbelievably good over the 11 years. I'd actually forgotten about this.
So much gold.
That's it. But Dangerous, who used to host this show until he buggered off, you know, got the lure of a network show and left us. But Dangerous, he actually lives in Point Cook, as does Ash Chua.
Yeah.
So the Scared Weird Little Guys did a song about Point Cook and how poxy it is.
And we all know it's an interesting mix out there,
yes.
Jim.
Yes. Yeah. And Dange came in to defend his suburb, and then we got a call from Lauren from Point Cook, and you need to hear this to believe it.
Oh, look, Lauren's on the phone now from Point Cook. We should take her.
All right.
Loza?
Hey, how you going, mate?
Are you from Point Cook, Loza?
Yeah, I am, actually. And I'll tell you what happened to me in Point Cook. I was driving down just off the boulevard.
Yes, yeah.
And I had I smoke in the car. I had the...
I guess that.
Come on, you're not doing us a favour, Lauren.
Keep going, Laurie.
I had the window open maybe about 1.5 centimetres.
Yeah.
And something hit me in the face and I said, and the next, I tell you, it hurt so badly. And it was in the dark in a moving vehicle.
Oh, no.
The next day I found a, what are they called?
A bullet?
A Nerf gun? A Nerf bullet? Yeah, it was a Point Cook sniper.
A Nerf bullet has hit you in the face.
It bruised my face.
A centimetre.
No.
Only open a centimetre.
Oh, listen to her.
She was a Point Cook ninja sniper in front of in the dark.
What were you smoking?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you smoking, Loz?
What was I smoking?
She was having a big
I think Loz has more than one. Point Cook Ninja Sniper.
Yeah, we couldn't have set that up, could you, Jim? No. That was unbelievable. No. No. Dangerous Dave trying to stick up for his lovely suburb of Point Cook. It. And then Lauren rings in with that.
No, fantastic. How good. How good. Well, whoever that man was on whatever platform, Twitter, thank you for reminding us of that beautiful lady ringing, because that is bloody funny.
I tell you what else, we don't really miss Dangerous.
Not at all.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Oh, the Point Cook Sniper, Jim. Yeah, I still giggle at that. I love that. Yes. Now, Jim.
No, I like it. Yes,
now,
please.
Jim, you've got to be fair dinkum here. I know we stuff around, have a bit of fun and ha, ha, ha. But I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be honest for a change.
I'm always honest.
What I'm hearing is, and you being a very vain man, and it's all about me, and you talk about your Instagram account how...
At James Brayshaw, Global and Trending.
Global and Trending.
Yes.
Have you made inquiries to Instagram to check and work out why you haven't got a blue tick? Yes or no?
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, because I've heard that you have made inquiries to Instagram because everyone's got a blue tick that have got 100,000 followers or whatever, and you haven't. So you've cracked the shits, excuse the language, and you've asked, why hasn't Jimmy Boy got a blue tick? Jim.
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, you flog. This is true. I've heard this from someone in your family, actually.
Jim. No, Bill.
Jim. Bill. You have made inquiries, yes or no?
No.
Jim.
But Bill.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Well, yes.
Right. So I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing as a blue tick. I had no idea. I'm just on Instagram like you, and I dominate and global and trending, and I'm an influencer.
Yeah,
anyway. He's an influencer. What? You don't even know how to do a proper hashtag.
I'm an influencer. Rabbits, I don't use hashtags to try and get more people. I use them for humour. And they are side-splittingly humorous.
Well, the humour is when you put grammar in them and it stops the hashtag.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Shut up, rabbits. Come on. Anyway, so what happened, and this is a fact, I'm sitting there and my 14-year-old son, George.
Georgie.
Says to me, Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick next to your name on Instagram?
Here we go.
Yes. And I went, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. He goes, next to your name on Instagram, you haven't got a blue tick.
Oh.
I said, so what?
Yeah.
And he goes, because I didn't know what it meant. So he goes, well, all the big stars who are on Instagram have a blue tick next to their name.
Yeah.
And I said, righto, well, I wasn't aware that was the case, but I don't have it. Anyway, so he grabs my phone, because you know kids are much better at this stuff than we are.
Yeah.
So he grabs my phone and he says, I'll apply for a blue tick for you.
Oh, so you have.
I said, righto, well, you can do whatever you want. So anyway, Bill.
Yeah, what happened?
He had my phone for however long it was, and he said, righto, there you go, and handed it back to me, and I never thought about it again until I got a message from Instagram about 2 days later.
And what did it say, Jim? Tim? And look at this. He's pretending he's broken down, but I can see you're still moving, so you're still on air. What happened, Jim? Jim?
Your request has been denied.
No! Sucked in.
Fat.
Sucked in. You're not verified.
I've been denied.
Well, you know what? Matty Lloyd was going on about this too. So you and Matthew Lloyd are both flogs.
How? Well, as I say, I had no clue what he was talking about. So therefore, I shouldn't worry about being accepted or denied, because prior to him talking about it, I didn't even know what it meant. But Bill, now that I've been denied, I'm not f***ing happy.
Oh, he's cracked the sands.
He's
denied Jim.
He's cracked it.
Sucked in.
Oh, he's cracked
got
it.
The bird.
The not famous Jim.
See? I got it right. I was right.
Fareem. Well, you were nearly right. You weren't all right.
Fareem, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Billy Brandless and the unverified.
Piss off, Instagram.
Stop swearing.
All right. Idiot File coming up next, and we love it because it's Bill's attempt to be a radio announcer and he falls a long, long way short. But it was put together middle of the week, the Idiot File. Yeah. It was 20 minutes that had to be shaved back into, what is it going to be, Rabbit? 6, 7 minutes, something like that?
Yep. 5 minutes.
So So a lot gets left on the cutting floor. But yesterday, there was actually a late entrant, but we couldn't squeeze it in because it had already been edited.
What was that?
This was Bill's attempt to tell the joke that finished yesterday's show. Have a listen.
What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Yep. Right.
What's the wrinklest?
No.
Wrinkliest. There you go. It's hard to say for some people, Jim.
Bill, no, it isn't.
Yes,
it's an easy word to say.
You say
wrinkliest.
It.
Wrinkliest.
You say it, right?
Wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest. There you go. It's very hard. A lot of people will be sitting in cars.
Conviction in your voice, then. You just whisper.
A lot of people sitting in cars saying, I can't say it either. Bill, keep going. More power to you.
I don't reckon there would be almost any person in a car saying that.
In their
cars.
Anyway,
that's just a nice sort of entree into what we're about to play, which is a full-blown idiot file, and if you're about to get out of your car, don't.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless for Ream. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh. This thing we're about to play, you only hear on this station and you only hear on this show, and it's called the Idiot File. It's called that for a reason. Bill tries to speak, which is pretty important when you're a radio announcer.
Yeah, that'd help. It would help.
He gets it very wrong often, and we put them all together courtesy of Maddie, and then you enjoy six or seven of the very best minutes. Hit it, please, rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Good luck to you. But
any other mates you want to shout out? You got someone else over in Canabra or somewhere?
Canabra.
Canabra. What's that?
Some joint over people. In WA.
Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get the listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning.
And surely the AFL ain't far behind, surely.
Well, they're talking about these pods now, aren't they?
They are.
What?
Pods or what are they called?
Not pods.
Podcasts. No. They, to cross
the
bridge.
If they're not pods, what are they called, please, Bill?
They're called pods.
No, they're not. There's another name for them. What is it?
They're called little get-togethers. Where they all sit around.
No, there's a specific name for them.
Well, I what can't think at the minute.
It starts with H.
Hubs.
Yes.
Hubs, fat, you idiot.
Not pods. Which are the same thing. So she's struggling financially, Jim. So
She's on a disability pension.
That's right. She rang, I couldn't say that. She rang the doctors to tell them she couldn't afford a 2020 membership this year. Well,
the Dockers, not the doctors, the Dockers. Yep.
Yep. She rang the Fremantle Dockers and was told by a Fremantle staff member that a player had bought her a 2020 membership, Jim.
How good is that?
I love these stories. You know who it is, Jim?
Who?
Sam. Young bloke Sam there that plays for the Dockers, Jim.
Yeah, what's his name?
Switzkowski.
Oh!
It's Switzkowski.
Switzkowski. Yes.
Well, this caught my eye, Jimmy boy. Sam Switzkowski.
Switzkowski.
Same thing. And by the way, have you converted to the COVID-19 safe app work?
No.
What was that sentence?
It's a COVID safe app works. And the government are asking us to do it. So I think we should do it. I think people get skeptical.
How do you do it?
Well, that's easy.
Go on.
Yep. We'll get the app. You just go to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on air. I'm going to do it right now on air, Jim.
This is good radio.
Hang on. You go to the app and ask for search for COVID-19 or COVID safe.
Yeah.
And yep. Hang on. We'll cut this.
This is absolutely riveting radio.
And you heard from your old man off the top of the show that there will be these pods or Hubs. Hubs, thanks, Sos. Yep. Yep.
Was that where that was all sort of
No. Have you been catching up with Donald Trump? Old Trumpy, Jim? Well, Jim, the AFLW, best and fairest. The AFLW, best and fairest.
The first sentence of his report.
Vote count was
first
on.
Three letters.
Shut up and listen. God. I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. They're self-centered, narcissistic, greedy. Hoggish.
Nartistic.
Marcus Labuschagne.
Mm. Yes. Marnus even.
Yep. Marnus. A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
A pharmacy. Because I want to ask you about your wedding and the bridal
Bill.
Party. Because, Jim.
No. We got a little.
It's a kleptic group. And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant, Jim.
Out at the magnificent Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I don't know, onions sorting out.
How long from the Westgate to Berwick Mercedes-Benz?
Berwick. Berwick. Is that Berwick. What you mean? During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
No, that's true.
Lunch and play times are going to be staggered. This is for the kids' schooling, brother. And no camps, no excursions, or no sports.
Excursions.
Ooh. Excursions. Jeez.
No sports.
Did you have a good excursion when you...
Excursion.
We didn't have them. We had excursions. Also, a big memo's come out. Or a memo, even.
Oh, my God.
Shane Warne, top 50 wickets they had, Jim. So they just went
50.
Top 50. So they showed it, a replay, then went to number 48, 47. Guess who was in there a lot?
Who?
Daryl Cunningham, whatever his name is. He was in there five times per old Daryl.
Cunningham, even.
Cunningham, whatever he is. Some gold there. Bill. I can't believe I just do that.
No,
mean
we can't
to do
either.
All that stuff.
We've done it for 11 years. How do you not believe it?
We can't either. And we've been put up in front of that tribunal a couple of times.
And
what's
we're
that,
still
Raj,
on here.
When people complain, where does it go?
Is it ACMA?
ACMA. We've been put up in front of people who have complained said, I actually listened to this crap.
It wasn't when you tried to do ads for businesses and you ruined them.
Yeah, we did. We did some very good work there for those ads, but they were a bit too much work in them. Don't mention them.
We don't ever want to do them again. That meant actually fronting up and doing something.
Oh, Jim, I've got a very good joke, and then we can call it quits and have a frothy.
All of that sounds good.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy, and it is all thanks to our mates at Ream.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, we love it. And Fridays are all over, Bill, so go and enjoy yourself. Of course, the restrictions have been relaxed a touch, so you can have your gatherings of, what is it, up to 10
outside,
outdoors and 5 indoors or whatever
indoors,
it is. So the people you love, your nearest and dearest, grab them together and have a frothy.
Exactly right. Races are on tomorrow too. You can have a little bet there, bet responsibly. That's right. And then we got DSL on tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Amazing. Amazing that.
And then we got the Rub,
yes.
Jim. We're talking about the 2000.
Oh, of course we have.
And then the 2004 Grand Final.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Of course, Port Adelaide defeating Brisbane in that famous GF. So all of that's going on tomorrow.
Yep.
But now to finish what's been a fantastic show and a great week, let's get something funny out of you.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy. What's the wrinkliest thing?
No,
I wouldn't do that to you, Jim.
No, good.
What about this one? There's a high school dance and a boy with a wooden eye.
Shotgun in cans and CC and dry.
Yeah, here we go.
I just
come
added
on
a
fat
bit of mayonnaise for
did
that
you?
One.
Did you? Yeah.
Jim, can you imagine the headlines if Bruce Willis dies from a Viagra overdose?
What are they?
Bruce Willis dies hard.
Oh, no. No, Bill. No, there's something better in you, I reckon, for a Friday.
Not really.
It's not bad, actually.
Something else. You're finishing on that.
Well, of course, how much did it cost the pirate, Jim, to get his ears pierced?
Oh, how much?
A buccaneer!
Oh, no.
I just did.
Come on, Bill.
And where are his buccaneers?
On his buccaneer.
Yes! Jimmy! Jimmy! Yes!
Come on.
Should have started with the Die Hard one, I reckon.
What?
If you had a good week, Jim, have you enjoyed your week?
Love my week.
Oh, yeah! Yes! Oh, didn't get his little blue tick sucked in.
Where's my tick?
Sucked in.
Come on.
I'll talk about that on the rough. Ravsy, don't eat this weekend.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.